We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He's Talking Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on Talking Tech with Teddy, where we try to introduce you to as many of the Tech Athletic family as we can. Special treat for you today. So no matter where you're listening, from Oak Grove to Oakmont to White Oak to Plaquemine Parish, we're glad that you have joined us. We're going to visit today with Joshua Moat, number 64. Hey to everybody, Joshua.
What's up? How are you?
What's up from Joshua and Abe Delphin, number 62. Do these numbers have any significance to y'all sentimentally, or is that what it was assigned to you?
64 was my dad's number when he played here, so that's pretty sentimental to
that
me.
That is. Your dad, Mike, played here?
Yes, sir.
Mike Moat. And what about you, Abe?
It was just my number in high school, and okay. I was able to carry it on.
Griffin Hebert, y'all's teammate, was number 80, and he's number 5 this year. Do you know why? I happen to know why.
I don't know. It was kind of last minute because he.
Yep. No, sir.
Well, Michael Sam wore it last year, so that was the only single digit left, and he said, "I've just never worn a single digit number before." And I said, "Well, you look a lot sleeker in it."
He does.
Than carrying
like
around the big heavy. But y'all couldn't wear a – you can't imagine wearing a number 2.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
I don't know what – probably wouldn't look too good on us.
Y'all need some – it wouldn't look good. Y'all need some big numbers to ground you.
Yeah.
Josh is playing at left guard. Abe's the center this year. These guys have both been playing a lot on special teams, are playing since they got here, and especially last year when they carried a lot of the load. Do you remember – the SMU game, y'all were freshmen. Did y'all get to go on the trip? I know you didn't play that year.
Yeah, I got to travel. Did you get to dress up?
I didn't dress up, but we traveled.
Yeah.
How did y'all enjoy the SMU?
It was fun on the sideline.
Very fun. Yeah.
That was a 51-10 game.
Yeah.
Of course, Tech plays SMU in the Joe at 2:30 this weekend. That was St. Dyke's first game. He had been coached for about, 45 minutes when game kicked off. So he'll be a little more prepared this time. Tell us a little bit, Abe, you go first, about this SMU defensive front.
Well, they're pretty disciplined and they're physical, but we can just, as long as we do our assignments and make sure we attack them, we should be able to have a good fight.
Okay. The first two games, in your opinion, Joshua, how's it gone?
I thought they went really well. Mississippi State was a heartbreaker there at the end. But, you know, as O-line, we prepared very well, you know, coming into the game. I think they were ranked 23 or something as a defense in the nation. And we knew it was going to be a fight. We came out there and just let our, you know, preparation take control. And but we still got to finish. We played up and played well up until the fourth quarter. So that's been our goal for last week and this week, is just to finish these games.
A couple of exciting games. Y'all have probably, after this game, y'all will have had, your defense will have defended more passes, I imagine, than any other team.
Yes, sir.
In America.
Yeah.
Last year, real quick. Last year was a tough year. You have a biblical name, by the way, Josh. Mm-hmm. That's on purpose, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And is Abraham purposely biblical?
No, my dad's actually named Abraham.
Okay, he wasn't named after the patriarch way back in the day.
Just not too sure.
Because one of your sisters is Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you say your other sibling's name?
Serene. Sarah's Serene, really.
Oh, really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Lenore.
Lenore. Mm-hmm. Spanish for light, I believe. Do you know that? You're an
Lenore?
Academic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Hispanic.
Oh, well, that's so what I'm saying. I think it's Spanish for compassion or light. Anyway, there was a rhyme or reason to how y'all were all named. All right, so my question to you then, Joshua, biblically is, how would last year compare to some kind of biblical thing in the Bible? As far as offensive line goes, would it be Armageddon? Would it be the Red Sea swallowing up the Egyptians? And y'all would be
no telling. I mean, we had people dropping left and right. Especially tackle wise, we were just. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to have some young guys step up, because a lot of the older guys either opted out or would be out for a week or two because of COVID. So,
or they get contact trace.
Some
people at this table may have got contact trace last year, if I remember.
Yes, sir.
And in offensive line, you got to know the guy by you.
Yeah, right? it's a position of knowing each other and bonding and working together. So, 5 = 1.
Kelton Hollins is 5 = 1. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't believe that, but you're an academic All-American, so I'm not going to argue with. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Kelton Hollins came from TCU. He's at right guard.
Yes, sir.
And then Chris Fournier is at the right tackle from Lehigh, way up north.
Y'all only getting this because I know how much you can
thank
talk.
You. Very well, thank you. We're hydrated now. Thank you, ma'am. What if those, the leadership of, big guys, especially Kelton was a team captain at TCU, so how's that made a difference for y'all?
He's just been a great addition. He's been able to enforce everything we're trying to do. Like, even this summer coming in, he was able to lead us. He was able to reinforce what we needed to do to make sure we were set up good for this season.
Mm. He didn't miss a beat right when he got here. Okay. He stepped into that role.
Fournier, 6'4", 289. Another big guy at the right tackle. And Sam Williams played a lot. Dakota's played right and left. So do y'all feel like, I guess you feel, at least when you go out there lately, you know who's going to be lining up by you, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Offensive line ain't hard to play. It ain't easy to play. What's harder, guard or center?
I'll let Abe answer that one.
I would say center's probably tougher because you have to think a lot more. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot more calls to make than guard.
Our friend Cody Rusty, who's at Houston, they're 1-1, as are the Bulldogs. He said it was extremely difficult. He's a smart, he's a smart guy. When you're pointing at people before pre-snap, explain to everybody what you're pointing at.
So, depending on what type of play it is, I'd be identifying the mic. So, basically, who would be the center of the defense?
All right. And so you look for the middle line, you're pointing to the
Mike linebacker.
Okay. And then that gives you what information you need, Joshua.
Exactly. Like Coach Gouge, he says the centers always set the table. Mm-hmm. So they set the table, and we just listen to them. Whatever they say, no matter if we think it's wrong or right, we do it.
That's what you got to do.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coach Gouge, you mentioned, he's a new guy here. Tell me, if you try to sum him up in 5 or 6 words, what do you say?
Ooh.
He seems to be sometimes, his voice carries.
Yes, it does. Sometimes hard to explain him without using expletives. Okay. But he's just
I would call him passionate.
Passionate. That's one way to explain him. Very passionate about football. Loves the game. Very experienced and just knows how to build a room.
when you see him on the sidelines, you kind of know, well, that's exactly where that guy wants to be right
yeah.
now, or at practice or anywhere.
Yeah.
He's not wasting any time.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the best hair on the team? Because you came here with kind of humble hair, but
yeah.
you've done some stuff since you've got.
We went through a big change there last year, you know, with all the emotions. I just had to let the hair grow. But I don't know. Who would you say? Who's got longer hair? Oh, Dakota. Dakota, I mean, he's an offensive lineman. He's got the little red tips on the end of it.
He does,
you know,
have red tips.
We mess with him all the time about it.
But, of course, Ben Bell's just got red.
Oh, Ben Bell. Mm-hmm. That's probably the best one, no doubt.
With his helmet off, if he's just standing there warming up doing calisthenics, it looks like a cow mane. You can't. It looks like a dog, one of those shaggy dogs. You can't tell he's got a head.
Yeah.
You don't know if he's looking at you or what.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
It's like fire coming out of his head. At least that's how it looks when he's playing.
Ben, one of our defensive end, his brother Levi Bell at defensive tackle. They've been a lot of fun to watch. Are they hard to practice? Y'all ever get tangled up with those guys?
Almost every day during camp, because they're passionate players too. They don't know how to come out there and not work, if that makes sense. Like they're always out there ready to go, coming off the ball hard. So
Ben shows a little bit of. You know, he can't help it when he makes a sack or makes a good play this first game. Levi hits a guy, forces a fumble, gets up and walks to the sideline.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, what's the next thing you want me to
exactly.
do now?
Yeah,
that's definitely him.
He's an animal, for sure.
Don't you love Broomy's teammates like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Love
him. I mean, they're like the googe of the player. You know, okay, well, he's not thinking about anything else but the game mm-hmm. right now. And to win today, I mean, that's how it's got to be.
Exactly.
Oak Grove.
Yes,
who was the defending state champs in Louisiana in your Oak Grove classification?
Oak Grove.
That's what I was taught.
Yeah, yeah. What? Two past 2 years.
Right. They're trying to go back to back to back. Mm-hmm. Y'all were 9-4 when you were a senior?
I believe so.
Who got y'all?
Haynesville got us my senior year.
Haynesville.
Semifinals.
The tour.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Yeah.
What makes Oak Grove Friday night so special?
I mean, that's... Honestly, that's really all there is to do, you know? But there's just a lot of people that love the game of football.
Okay. Abe, have you ever been to Oak Grove?
I have not.
Okay.
We got to make an O-line trip over there.
Yeah, y'all do need to get over there and see Mike and Candace, who graduated with you. Just
yes.
Tell us quickly how that came to be, mom and you graduated together.
Yeah, so this past fall I finished my undergrad, and my mom actually finished hers at the same time, or her master's at the same time as me. So we got to walk the same ceremony. It was a pretty special moment for both of us, because she's been working on her master's ever since I started here, and which was very nice for me, because she got to wash my clothes, you know, on the weekdays and
yeah,
and
right.
take me out to eat, but also got to see my mom. So that was
yeah,
that was
good
nice.
For y'all.
Yeah.
That's, not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Abe, if you go home to see Julia, your mom,
mm-hmm.
what is one of the favorite things that she might cook up for you?
I'd probably say just a standard, some tacos.
Oh, the old standard tacos.
Yep. It's just a classic.
What's the side dishes?
Some beans and rice. Just the homemade beans and rice.
You're an easy man to please. I know. Who's your roommate?
Well, I actually live with my girlfriend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to give me a little dap. I couldn't even have a date in college. Who's your roommate?
So, right now, I actually just moved into a new house yesterday.
Okay.
But right now, it's Sam Williams, Eric Kinzer, and then we got a new one, John Boulding. That's my cousin, just transferred from ULM.
Good. All right, so last year was you and Kinzer and Cody Russell.
Cody. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you knew this, although they probably never invited you, but they generally had Taco Tuesday over there.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did.
Did you ever get a go?
I might have gone once.
Yeah. It was a regular
Bring occasion. Your own, Abe, if you're coming over.
Yeah, we might need to let Abe cook those tacos.
Did y'all get to keep, I know at one point y'all got your own small refrigerator just to keep eggs in.
Yes, yeah, we had our own mini fridge.
Did you still have that, or was that Russie's?
We actually do. Russie left it at the house for us to keep that tradition going.
That's a nice gesture by that man.
It was.
Academic All-State. 4 years, and football All-State 4 years for Abe. You've been academic all everything. Joshua, We'll start with you. What do you want to be when you grow up, when football's done?
So right now I really just want to, once football's done, I want to look into being a project manager in mm-hmm. construction. I know I won't start there, but eventually I'm hoping to get to that position.
The way things are going for Abe, he may start there.
Yeah.
You got a good head start.
For real.
You want to be – you're in graduate school, Josh.
Yes, sir.
And you want to be a counselor, right?
Yeah, well, that's what my master's is in.
Okay.
Undergrad's in education, so probably start off in that field in education as a teacher and then work my way up to administration of some sort. Thought it was good for, you know, psychology counseling degree in that area.
Well, you can get a lot of help by just talking to, like we say, Ben mm-hmm. Bell or Eric Kins or any of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could all use this.
Yeah, exactly.
We could like some counseling help.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's your been your hardest class? Because people think, oh, well, they make straight A's all the time, so it's all easy for them.
For me, my undergrad was anatomy. It's just not... not very easy. I don't know. It was rough for me. And then masters,
like the hip bone connected to the leg.
All that, yeah. I wish I would have learned the song.
Okay.
But and then masters was, let's see. It was probably, I don't know. I'll have to. It's been pretty easy so far.
Okay. Well, if you do your undergrad stuff,
yeah. It's been pretty nice.
When are you supposed to graduate?
I should graduate with this, hopefully by the spring, but okay. Probably towards the summer.
And you've got a paper due coming up, didn't you tell me?
I do. I'm going to have to get you a review.
Hand me that during the game.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be up by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that. Well, you had any hard classes engineering?
I'd say one of my harder classes was engineering economics.
Because?
It deals with time value of money. It was just this is a big workload, but the teacher really challenged us. But I actually really enjoyed the class because I learned a lot from it.
And obviously it will help you down the road. It all comes back. You got to figure out the money part
yep.
as well as the building it part. When's the last time either one of y'all have been in a football fight?
Well, in a game. In a long time, but okay. In practice we get in tussles all the time out
okay.
there.
And I would say it doesn't happen every day, but it's not, if you go out there and hang around enough, it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
people are going to scrap for a few minutes and
exactly.
And a lot of times you don't even know who it is. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Tyler, let me help you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the moment of camp and all the tensions of being out there every day for 30 days, all day long, you know, that's stuff that's going to happen, so.
Boys get together
yeah.
and people are sweating and the news wore off. But it's you remember why you're out there
mm-hmm.
and that's to try to win a championship. What makes you think, what do you like about this team after 2 games that you figure I've got a chance to be something special?
There's 2 things really. One of it is just the way we work. Mm-hmm. I've it's been a while since I've seen one of the teams work like this, and it's like it feels like a different energy.
Okay.
Another thing I'd probably say is just sticking together. Even down, like in Mississippi State, we were down 14-0, but none of us ever flinched, and we just kept on going, and we knew we could stay in the fight and keep fighting till the end.
It was very encouraging. That was an exciting football game. I'm sorry for the way it ended, but considering everything that happened and the 2 turnovers and all those cowbells, but the Bulldogs ran off 34 straight. Wasn't meant to be, but that's stuff. Again, there was 11 games left after that, and you won the next one, so you got 10 more.
Exactly.
What do you make to think that this team could be something really good that people remember?
I love the attitude of this team, especially compared to last year with everything that was going on.
That was tough.
Yeah, and it was a tough time to go out there and want to work every day. And like Abe said, that this team loves to be out there. You know, Coach Holt says it all the time. When we get ready for team at the end of practice, you put the ball down and we're just excited to play. But the attitude of the team, on the field, off the field, just they're always ready to go. And I appreciate them for that because, you know, last year was a little rough and have a little PTSD from that.
Well, even your head coach, I don't know if anybody likes football more than him. He'll talk football all day long to anybody. But last year, toward the end of the year, it's the first time I've ever seen him a little beat down because he didn't know who he had every week, just like y'all did. So it's tough. Everybody gets a free pass from last year. But hopefully that should make you more grateful this year, I would think.
I believe that had a big effect on this team as far as us coming together and wanting to be out there, you know?
Yeah, it's a privilege to be out there. So good for y'all. Hope you can milk it the rest of the way. SMU comes up Saturday. Before we leave, one thing, I didn't ask you about one of your favorite foods, Josh, but obviously when you're clocking in at 6'3", 291, you have to have something you like to eat.
I mean, really, I'm not picky at all. I mean, I'll eat whatever's put on the table. But
is there anything Candace?
Candace, she makes some. This is not a main course meal, but she makes some really good fried okra, and you know,
it's hard to get good fried okra.
Hey, exactly.
You can't get it off the street.
No, exactly. You gotta have your mom or your grandma cook it, and I'd say that's probably the best thing. I could eat a bunch of fried okra for sure.
Something like gravy that tastes anywhere else right, unless my mama makes with pot roast or something.
Exactly. It's just
all you young guys listening out there, milk it if you're at home. You don't know how good you got it. Aide, you're at 6'1", 313. You love your mom's tacos. If you were to go to Taco Bell or a place like that, how many do you get?
Ooh, it'd probably be a good bit. If I just went tacos, right, I'd probably get me about 5 or 6 of them, maybe.
At least, I would
at
think.
At least.
Could you eat them just like that? Anything y'all want to add before we get out of here and I'll let you go study? I think I got to help Abe. I know he's got some arithmetic he needs me to help him with and practice.
No, not really, man. Just want to say thank you to the fans. Appreciate y'all's support. And
the students really filled it up over here.
They did. We want y'all to come out this weekend and, you know, let's try to sell this thing out. You know, it's never been sold out to Joe. Let's try to sell it out, get the crowd going, and, you know, one more thing to help us beat SMU. So.
Yeah, y'all are two kind of, you know, you're kind of murmuring, guys. You're not jumping around all over the place. But Abe, tell me for you as a player what a difference it makes when you look up there and see all these people, or you hear the band playing, or guys screaming for you.
It's a big difference, just because especially if you're on the road, it's just us as a team. But like when you come home and you see everybody cheering for you, cheering with you, it becomes a whole different feeling, because you just feel you have a lot more people on your side.
And you do. So thank y'all for all the work you put in. Have a good practice today. And before we close, I guess I should ask you, since we've got some new guys, Austin Kendall, what kind of a difference maker's he been for you?
He's been great. Coming in, he's just been able to lead the offense pretty well, and then just being able to lead that quarterback position.
Quarterback's not easy to play.
Not at all.
Then Marcus Williams and Henry Brooks and Harlan and Greg Garner the other day. Joshua, you've played with him now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
How do you feel about our defensive, our offensive backs as a group since you've been here? Isn't this the deepest, maybe?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely the deepest group we've got. And they're very talented, very talented. I mean, you can pick five of them, five, six of them. They all can play. They all can go out there and run whatever you want them to. So it's good to know that as an offensive line, because you know that they're going to be running the ball.
Right. Well, you're getting hit in the jaw by somebody, at least.
They're making plays.
Making 5 or 6 yards.
Exactly.
Y'all keep up the great work, man. Thank you for what you do. It isn't easy, but I really can't wait to see y'all play Saturday.
Thank you, Teddy.
All right, for Joshua Moat and Abe Delph, and it's Teddy Allen. See you next time. See you at the Joe Saturday.
See ya!
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.